Distillers on Air America Radio. The Butchies. This is a cool set. I want to do. I did. What was it? The radio show in Mountain Stage in West Virginia was the first time I saw you playing with this band.
Yeah.
Was this? I guess this was the first side project.
Yeah, the first side project I did was a record called Stag, and the Butchies played half of it. The other half was some different punk bands from Atlanta. But then I ended up touring with the Butchies for a year, off and on, you know, throughout the year. And one of the first gigs you played with us was that Mountain Stage gig, and we didn't know our music yet at all. But so we were pretty. It was pretty punk, but we got it by the end of the touring. But yeah, and this is a new record that they put out this past year. It's out there in the world, and I just think they're a great band.
They are a great band.
They've been sidelined a lot, probably because they're so queer, and that's just not happening right now in the mainstream. It's, you know, if you're a very queer band, it's, people just can't, some, you know, I think people feel alienated by it, but it's interesting to me because if someone tells me they feel alienated by my music, I'm like, but you know, do you listen to Bob Marley and feel alienated because he was a Rastafarian?
Right.
I mean,
they don't understand what Rastafarianism is.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, I grew up listening to, you know, Neil Young and Jackson Brown and Jefferson Airplane and, you know, whatever, all these guys singing all this music and modeled myself after that and related to it totally, and they weren't gay, and they weren't women, and they weren't even political.
We never even discussed that, and it was funny. I mean, I think, you know, the record business that we grew up with was a direct result of, you know, one weekend in upstate New York where the record business finally got it when they saw 400,000 people at Woodstock. Oh, a market. You know, and they finally got it, and they had no choice. Mitch Miller didn't know how to make a Jefferson Airplane record, so they had to sort of turn it over to the artist to make records. And no one talked about Janis Joplin. No one talked about, you know, Jefferson Airplane. No one talked about Jimi Hendrix in those terms. And so we took it for granted, I think, that this battle was over with. And we've taken a huge step backwards.
Yeah.
It's really, really kind of scary. And that goes across society, not just in music.
No, that's true.
The Butchies on Air America Radio.